Are you ready, Flyer fans? It's the Flyer Insider, a weekly look at UD Athletics with comments from men's head basketball coach Anthony Grant. The Flyer Insider Show, presented by Bud Light. Tonight's show is brought to you by
Frickers. For over 30 years has been the home of fun, food, sports, and spirits.
Bud Light, America's favorite light lager.
Premier Health, proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. Learn more at premierhealth.com/UD.
Logan AC and Heat Services, the official heating and cooling partner of the UD Flyers, helping fans stay comfortable all season long. And by
Alta Fiber, official partner of the Dayton Flyers and proud supporter of the Dayton community.
The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Now here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Frickers on Woodman Drive, your home of fun food, sports, and spirits, and the Flyer Insider Show on Monday nights during the Dayton Flyer basketball season, as Dayton coming off a week in which it had a road loss Wednesday at Rhode Island and then bounced back in a big way on Saturday with a home win over Richmond, 86-60. The Flyers now 14-8 overall. They are 6-3 in the Atlantic 10 as they begin the back nine of conference play this week. In fact, tomorrow night at home against Loyola, a new team to the league this year, and another one of those late starts. So get your nap in tomorrow. I know I will, for a 9 o'clock tip-off at the arena, and then Dayton with another game coming up Saturday. That'll be on the road at St. Bonaventure. Dayton 6th is helping support University of Dayton basketball players in name, image, and likeness compensation, and in partnership with H&R Block coming up on Wednesday. A couple of Flyers are going to be up at the H&R Block in Tip City. I believe that will be, off the top of my head, I think it's Deron Holmes and R.J. Blakeney, and then at the H&R Block in Xenia, it'll be Mark Sharpjumps and Kobe Brea. So a chance for you to get out and get pictures taken, get some autographs, and meet these players coming up on Wednesday. And you can RSVP, get more information, the specific details, the address of those H&R Block offices. Go online to Dayton6th.com. We're doing something a little different tonight. After we hear from Coach Anthony Grant, we're going to be spending the rest of the hour visiting with the new head football coach at the University of Dayton, Trevor Andrews, who was hired in December, a week after Rick Chamberlain announced his retirement after a lifetime at the school as a player, an assistant coach, and then the most recently 15 years as head coach. So we'll be joined by Coach Andrews and get to learn more about him as he comes back to his alma mater. But earlier today, we did have a chance to talk to Flyer head basketball coach Anthony Grant as Dayton gets ready for this week and two games on tap.
All right, we're visiting with Flyers head coach Anthony Grant as Dayton heads into this week, coming off a mixed week last week, the loss on the road at Rhode Island, but then a big bounce back on Saturday in the game against Richmond. I'd like to focus on that, coach. As, you know, and we talked about it right after the game, but I think it bears repeating that it really struck me. I looked out at your starting lineup for the game, and I looked at who you had on the bench as well, and that was kind of the vision back in the end of last season in the summer of what you were, what type of team you were going to be able to have. How good was it to have those guys out there?
Yeah, you know, Larry, we've talked in great length about, you know, what this team has had to kind of go through this year with the injuries and the different lineups and the different roles. But hopefully, you know, as we progress toward the calendar turn of February and heading toward, you know, the back nine of conference play, that we've been able to build some good depth and that we can get guys functioning, you know, to their abilities in the roles that we need them to play. You know, so Saturday was an opportunity for us to take a step in that direction, and hopefully we can continue to grow from that.
I thought some guys who were, for lack of a better term, supplanted from the starting lineup, a guy like Mike, a young kid, and then Mustafa, you know, one of your veterans, I thought they really responded well to things being just a little different.
Yeah, you know, I think, like I said, I think that, you know, it all comes down to, you know, typically in a normal season, you would kind of get roles established a lot earlier, you know, in the non-conference or maybe beginning of the conference, where guys understand, you know, what you're asking of them. Unfortunately, we've had some situations where guys have been asked to play, you know, a variety of different roles based on necessity. And so now, at the this stage of the season, you know, we're at a point where we can kind of hopefully, you know, get an understanding of what those roles need to be and how guys can function at their best. So I think the guys understand that that's what we're trying to do.
From the standpoint of a style of play now with a full roster, what does that allow you to do from a tempo standpoint?
Well, we'll see. You know, I think obviously we'd like to be able to do some different things defensively, be able to play at a different tempo offensively, you know, with some depth. Unfortunately, you know, like we said, because of some of the limitations we had with availability, we haven't been able to necessarily see what that looks like. So we're gonna try to see if we can't establish some things defensively and offensively that we feel suit this group as it's currently constructed. You know, having, you know, 8-9 different guys that we feel like we can go to.
All right, got a couple games this week on the road Saturday at St. Bonaventure. We'll talk about that down the road. But first things first, you've got a late night tomorrow night home against a new opponent in the league in Loyola. Have you had a chance to look at them at all yet, Coach?
Yeah, I looked a little bit last night, you know, and I think the thing that I was struck with, obviously, they don't have the success in terms of wins, losses that you know, I think they won, and obviously, you know, that most people would look at. But I think what I see is a team that's very capable. They've been in just about every game, have had leads most of the games they've played in going into the half or one or two possession game at the half, and they've been unable to sustain that, you know, throughout the game. But I see a team that's really capable. I see a team that's really well coached, and I think at the end of the day, long term, Loyola is a great addition, you know, to the A-10, and I think they're a program that'll certainly have a chance to compete for championships down the road. But I think right now it's a matter of us making sure that we do the things that we need to do with a new opponent to us. We'll be new to them to do the things that we need to be able to do to make sure we come out with a victory.
All right, Coach, we'll see you at the arena tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Dayton taking on Loyola tomorrow night. That's a 9 o'clock tip-off. We'll start pregame coverage here on the home of the Flyers at 8 tomorrow night. And Flyer feedback will follow that game as well, live from Flanagan's on Stewart Street. Well, we're going to switch gears coming up as we're going to get a chance to get to know. And for some of you, get to know again. For some of you, well, you're going to meet him for the first time. It's the new head football coach at the University of Dayton, Trevor Andrews. A chance to talk to him when we continue. It's the Flyer Insider. We are live at Crickers on Woodman Drive.
The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk.
Introducing Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda, Classic Cola, Cherry Cola, Citrus Soda, and Orange Soda. You hear that? It's seltzer with the pop of soda, all with zero sugar. Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda, the loudest flavors ever. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda. IRC Beers, St. Louis, Missouri.
You said goodbye and happily handed your keys over for a good cause. After the friendly tow truck driver came and took her away, she got a lot of attention. Then one special day, someone new saw her potential and decided to take her home. And the best part, you donated, they purchased, and people's lives were changed. Thanks to you, the funds generated stay right here to support the more than 40 programs that help your neighbors get their independence back. Help us change I can to I can. The Goodwill Auto Auction. Call 228-AUTO today.
I'm Larry Hansgen. I'm the voice of the Flyers, calling basketball games since 1982. I had had back issues in the past. I would be okay during the course of the broadcast, and then I'd have to get up out of that chair. And oh boy, was that tough. I've seen what Premier has done for Dayton athletes through the years, so when I needed help, that was the first place I turned. What a change.
To find an orthopedic specialist and make an appointment, visit premierhealth.com/ortho.
You should not have to live with pain.
Don't miss Logan AC and Heat Services free furnace promotion going on now. Get a free Trane furnace with the purchase of an air conditioner and a free UV light system or electronic air cleaner when you book your installation by the end of the month. Plus, take advantage of 0% APR financing for 60 months. It's hard to stop a Trane. Installation takes just one day. Book your free estimate now. Fast, friendly service from Logan Services.
For 50 years, McGowan Brabender has been a proud part of the Dayton community and an excited sponsor of the UD basketball team. This season promises to be one of the best yet, and as a member of the Flyer faithful, we need you to show up as the sixth man to every single game. When it comes to basketball, the UD Flyers are second to none, and at McGowan Brabender, we're no different. If you need help with your employee benefits, we'll be here for you both now and after every victory. So buckle up, Flyer Nation. We're flying first class this season. Go McGowan Brabender, and go Flyers!
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin. Vandalia Blacktop and Seal Coating is proud to support the Dayton Flyers and to every business owner who wants to be a champion. Don't forget the first impression customers get of your business is your parking lot. Vandalia Blacktop and Seal Coating can handle all your asphalt and seal coating needs to make your lot look like new. For over 47 years, businesses have known they can trust Vandalia Blacktop and Seal Coating to get the job done right. Learn more at VandaliaBlacktop.com and go Flyers!
Hey Flyer fans, Keith Waliskowski here. As a player, I helped guide UD to the NCAA tournament by focusing on the fundamentals and always remembering that this is a team sport. As a financial advisor at the Callahan Financial Management Group, we work as a team to educate our clients and provide exceptional service to give them true confidence. Call me at 937-432-9100 to hear what our team can do for you.
Investment products and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors Financial Network, LLC. Member SIPC. Callahan Financial Management Group is a separate entity from WFAFN.
There's a new connection with speeds, opportunities, and experiences all elevated by superior fiber technology, connecting people, places, and things like never before. With a heightened purpose for good that's committed to community and dedicated to a better connection between everyone for everyone. This is Alta Fiber, elevating connection. Proud partner to the Dayton community. Learn more at our new store or visit altafiber.com/Dayton.
Go UD, let's go UD. Hey Flyer fans, this is Sarah Tanner. My dad can save your dad big bucks on utility bills. That's why I just called my dad, Tom Tanner, at Tanner Heating and Air Conditioning, and start saving now.
Okay, Sarah, what's the cheer?
Let's go Flyers! Let's go Flyers!
Sarah, what else can we cheer about?
Tanner Heating and Air Conditioning.
Where design and installation is the difference, call Tanner today, 299-2500.
Tanner Heating and Air Conditioning, a name you can trust.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relagolix 120 milligram prescription tablets is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
The Storm Center 7 forecast, very cold through tonight with temperatures dropping into the middle teens, wind chills likely in the single digits. I'm meteorologist Austin Chaney for Dayton Severe Weather Station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Call now, 457-1290. Now, back to the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
And welcome back here to Frickers on Woodman Drive, your home of fun, food, sports, and spirits. And The Flyer Insider Show is we take a slight divergence from college basketball tonight to help you get to know the new head football coach at the University of Dayton, Trevor Andrews, hired in December as Rick Chamberlain retires after a lifetime at UD as a player, as an assistant coach, 15 years as head coach, and now Trevor Andrews is at the helm. And I tell you what, has it been a whirlwind for you since the first week in December until this point in time?
Yeah, whirlwind, to put say the least. It's I'm tied up here in the string. It's a I feel like I've lived 2 years since December 5th, so it's been we've been pushing straight through. It's been a lot of recruiting, a lot of hiring of staff, a lot of meeting our players, starting our winter conditioning program, official visit weekends. We've just been nonstop.
when you got the word that Coach Chamberlain was stepping down and that job was open, that job was available, how long did it take for you to decide, I want that?
The first thing was just reflecting on Coach. I mean, Coach Chamberlain was the defensive coordinator when I played, so it was reflecting. You know, you reflect on the job that those guys did over that amount of time, and it's something you're very proud to have been a part of. I think the biggest thing was I reflected on that first. But I mean, this has been something that I always dreamed about. But, you know, Coach Chamberlain and Coach Kelly were you know, right in that ship and doing a great job. So you're just proud to have been one of their players. But when it opened up, it was something I was really, really focused on getting.
And you know, and obviously it was a family decision to go for it. And how easy was it? How easy a pitch was that within your own four walls?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it wasn't a hard pitch. You know, I think the biggest thing was, you know, you tell the kids that, you know, we may be moving, but I didn't tell them what was going on exactly until everything came together. And so they, you know, their initial thing is for the first few days is they're worried. They don't, you know, the uncertainty aware or what. But, you know, when I told them it was Dayton and I told them it was for the head coaching position, and I may or may not have accepted the job yet, but I let them feel like it was part of their decision. And the kids went nuts. I mean, I didn't know what the response was going to be, but they were jumping around. My 6-year-old Aiden, the redhead, he's a piece of work, but he disappeared and he ran upstairs. I didn't know where he was. And 5 minutes later, he had gone in my closet, climbed up and grabbed my old helmet and had gone through a drawer and got my jersey, put it on a pair of shoulder pads that I played in. The jersey, not the shoulder pads. And he came down in full Dayton Flyer gear, helmet, mouthpiece, the whole thing. So I think he was all in.
Well, you won that room, and then you won the press conference. And then now it's been a case of recruiting. And, well, first of all, even before the recruiting began, you had to put together a staff.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your staff.
Absolutely. You know, first thing was I had a brief window during finals to meet the team and have a team meeting. And then I had wanted to meet with all the seniors. There were some kids deciding whether they want to come back for a fifth year or not. So I wanted to make sure I spent some quality time with them and then get into the staff hiring process. So, you know, it went well. We retained a few guys on the staff and brought a few new guys in. The funny thing was I didn't know how long that was going to take to put the staff together. You know, I wanted to take my time and get the right guys for this particular job at this time. But it went faster than I thought it would, because the guys that we offered the positions to all said yes. So they were here. We got them up and running and got our feet on the ground for a little bit right before Christmas break, and then we went home to be with our families, and then we came back and started grinding early January. But, you know, as far as the staff breakdown goes, the coordinators are going to be John Bowes. John coached with me at William & Mary for about 6 years, several years ago, and we'd always wanted to work together again. We see things very similar, and we've remained very close over the years as he's gone on his coaching journey. And Greg Whalen is going to come down with me from Western Michigan. Greg's a Midwest guy, Chicagoland guy, played it. It comes from a great pedigree, because Greg competed for national championships at the Division III level as a player and a coach, and at the NAI level as a coach. So he's got some good pedigree. And then he came over to Western Michigan with us last year and coached our tight ends, and his office was right next to mine. We just hit it off. So great people. They'll care about our student athletes, our players, but they can coach football as well, and they're great communicators.
I read an article that was written here recently with David Jablonski. Talked to you, and basically you told him recruiting at the University of Dayton that it's an easy sell. It's an easy sell. As someone who wrote tuition checks himself for his daughter, sometimes that part of the sell is a little difficult. But it is a unique This program, it's not like every other program in America. It is unique.
Oh, it's very unique. And, you know, as you're going through the interview process, that you have to understand what it's going to be, and it is what it is. But it's something that I went through. It's something that I embrace. I'm proud to have gone on through that process, and I had a great experience. So that's why it's not a hard sell for me, because I benefited from UD and the way that the football recruiting process operates. So, you know, it is what it is, and we get great kids here. They become great young men here, and as you go through the process, and there's a lot to offer here, you know, other than just stroking a check.
Yeah, and having been, you know, been a student athlete here, you know, having the diploma and all that, essentially, when you talk to a young man and their family, I mean, you've got some credibility within your own walls that maybe someone else would not have.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I sometimes when I'm talking to a young man or a family, you know, usually during the official visit weekend, as we're all sitting down together, you know, I sometimes catch myself, man, am I repeating myself too much on some of these things? Just because, you know, I am a proud alum. I'm not only proud of the academic rigor, but I'm also proud of the football program that's been in place for so long and to be a product of it. And I often reflect back during those conversations and I can bring up points that maybe no one else think of because in this seat because they didn't experience it. But there's so many things that have been in place for so long that a lot of the experiences I went through that still hold up today.
Signing day is coming up next week, Wednesday, correct?
No, 2 days.
2 days.
First.
Well, next week.
Yeah.
I forgot it's Monday. 2 days.
Well, if it's next week, I better get back out on the road.
Okay, but you've gotten some verbal commitments already, and what struck me is something that is, I think it's somewhat unique to this this football program. The number of siblings who are following in a brother's footsteps, mm-hmm. the number of sons who are following in their father's footsteps. Mm-hmm. What does that say about Dayton football?
Well, it's fun, you know, and I know our compliance people are listening in right now because I can't talk about any of these guys specifically yet, but it's fun because you get to reconnect once in a while with some people that you went through college with, but you know, yeah, I'm right at that prime age where guys I played with have kids that are getting ready to go to school or in school right now. So it makes you feel very young, first off. And then you get to reconnect with some people, you know, and you know some guys are coming down the pipeline. But, you know, it started to happen a couple years ago. Ryan Hughey, who played with me here, was a couple years older than me, lives in Columbus, and he had a son that was looking to play college football. So Hugh and I reconnected just as I helped him guide his son through the recruiting process. He started working on him as a freshman, you know, and he brought him down to Virginia. And then I ended up helping him out a little bit and guiding him, giving him some, I guess, the best guidance I could as they went through that process. And so that's when it kind of started for me. I was like, here we go. And it's going to start coming. And it's full speed ahead now.
Yeah. Well, you think you feel young. How do you think it feels to call a guy's games and then call his son's games?
Oh, wow. How about that?
Yeah. So I'm on my second generation for a lot of these Flyer football players. Hey, we're going to talk more about what's this Dayton football team going to be like? What is Trevor Andrews' Dayton football team going to look like? That's going to be something we'll talk about as we continue. It is the Flyer Insider Show, and we are live at Prickers and Woodman Drive.
The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
I'm Jason Michaels from the WHIO News Center with our top local story, an update on the investigation into the death of Kyer Thomas. Columbus police offering new details in the death of six-month-old Kyer Thomas just before midnight Saturday. An autopsy on the child was performed Monday. Results could take up to 6 months. Police are not saying how the child died or why homicide detectives are now investigating. A Miami County Police Department gets help with another tool.
Tip City will be implementing an automated license plate reader system in February. Police say the system captures images of vehicles and license plates, but won't be used for facial recognition.
WHIO's Ron Otto, the city has a two-year agreement for an eight-camera system. A traveling man accused of shooting near a Dayton food truck is behind bars. Cops say 30-year-old Tyshawn Wilson was arrested Monday afternoon, the victim told police. Wilson shot him in the leg after an argument when Wilson cut into the line for the food truck January 14th on East 5th Street. A court date's Tuesday. Once we get all this rain and mixed precipitation out of the way, the rest of the week will be cold but nice.
Minus the temperature, it's going to be pretty out there tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with a mostly sunny sky.
Storm Center 7 meteorologist Kirsty Zontini, your weather on the way.
This is WHIO Continuing News.
The House Oversight Committee will hear testimony from former Twitter employees involved in the handling of reporting on President Biden's son. It'll be the first time we'll hear about the company's decision to block a New York Post article on Hunter Biden's laptop. Our next scheduled news in less than 30 minutes, and immediately when it breaks, I'm Jason Michaels on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's news and talk depend on it.
Through the rest of tonight, we're looking at cloudy skies and cold temperatures. We'll get down to about 15 degrees here in Dayton. There is also a slight chance of a snow shower, with best chances being closer to I-71. Then for tomorrow, we'll see partly cloudy skies, very cold temperatures with a high of only 28 degrees, and the wind chill will keep us feeling more like the teens to lower 20s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies. We'll stay on the chilly side with a high of only 32 here in Dayton. A little bit warmer, or less cold rather, on Thursday, 38 degrees. That comes under mostly sunny skies. Back to the really cold stuff for Friday, mostly sunny, but a high of only 26. Saturday, partly cloudy and 33. I'm meteorologist Austin Chaney for Dayton Severe Weather Station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
Now a look at WHIO Triple Team Traffic.
Traffic on the freeway is moving without any problems. I'm not seeing any incidents or delays to slow you down at the moment. Then taking a look at our point-to-point times, if you're at I-75 northbound at Carillon Boulevard, if you'd like to drive up to I-70, that's a 9-mile drive, and you can get there in 11 minutes. I'm Will Taylor.
Today, you listen to news and talk on WHIO.
Any Flyer fan can tell you the path to success is about playing smart, working as a team, and sticking to the fundamentals. The same principles hold true for a successful investment plan. At the Callahan Financial Management Group, our approach is centered around a team that focuses on exceptional service and a great client experience. Call us at 937-432-9100 and discover how our tailored approach can change your game.
Investment products and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors Financial Network, LLC. Member SIPC. Callahan Financial Management Group is a separate entity from WFAFN.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin. Vandalia Blacktop and Seal Coating is proud to support the Dayton Flyers, and to every business owner who wants to be a champion, don't forget the first impression customers get of your business is your parking lot. Vandalia Blacktop and Seal Coating can handle all your asphalt and seal coating needs to make your lot look like new. For over 47 years, businesses have known they can trust Vandalia Blacktop and Seal Coating to get the job done right. Learn more at VandaliaBlacktop.com and go Flyers! Hi, it's Larry Hanskin for Integrity Water Solutions. Water's used for everything. That's why it's important for it to be the best it can be. If you're tired of scum in the shower, dry, itchy skin, filmy dishes, and replacing appliances, it's time to call the water experts at Integrity Water Solutions, your local Connecticut dealer. Treat your water with integrity. For better water, better life. Call 937-320-7460 or schedule an appointment online at integritywtr.com.
For 50 years, McGowan Brabender has been a proud part of the Dayton community and an excited sponsor of the UD basketball team. This season promises to be one of the best yet, and as a member of the Flyer faithful, we need you to show up as the sixth man to every single game. When it comes to basketball, the UD Flyers are second to none, and at McGowan Brabender, we're no different. If you need help with your employee benefits, we'll be here for you both now and after every victory. So buckle up, Flyer Nation. We're flying first class this season. Go McGowan Brabender, and go Flyers!
Introducing Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda, Classic Cola, Cherry Cola, Citrus Soda, and Orange Soda. You hear that? It's seltzer with the pop of soda. All with zero sugar. Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda, the loudest flavors ever. Ah. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda. IRC Beers, St. Louis, Missouri.
Attention, per the current government mandate, U.S.-based insurers are now required to cover at-home COVID testing kits with no out-of-pocket fees to you. If you have a current insurance plan, you are eligible to receive up to 8 COVID-19 tests shipped to you each month absolutely free, as long as the government mandate is in effect. Just visit testkitforfree.com to register now from the comfort of your own home. That's testkitforfree.com to receive your tests shipped to you at no cost. Go to testkitforfree.com today. Paid for by T.R.O. Health.
Do you have taxiety? That twisted feeling inside knowing that doing taxes on your own can be a windy, complicated road. At Liberty Tax, our knowledgeable tax experts know the difference between W-2s, Schedule Cs, and 1098-Ts. Visit LibertyTax.com to schedule an appointment with Liberty Tax today to get your largest possible refund guaranteed. Liberty Tax will provide you the most accurate return and the largest possible refund you are entitled to receive. See website for details or visit a location.
Well-qualified buyers step up to GMC with 2.9% APR and no monthly payments for 90 days on Sierra light-duty models. See your local GMC dealer today. Length of contract limited. Deferred monthly payments for 90 days. Excludes residents of Pennsylvania. Must finance with GM Financial. Down payment required at signing if applicable. Finance charges accrue from date of financing. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 1/31/23.
You're listening to the Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Call now, 457-1290. Now, back to the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hansgen.
Hey, welcome back here to Prickers on Woodman Drive, your home of fun food, sports, and spirits on the Flyer Insider Show. Dayton basketball this week with two games coming up tomorrow night at home against Loyola, a 9 o'clock tip, then an 8 o'clock game on Saturday night on the road at St. Bonaventure. But tonight we have the opportunity, 2 days shy of signing day, to welcome in the new head football coach at the University of Dayton, Trevor Andrews. He has hit the ground running after getting hired on December 5th, got a staff together, been recruiting, haven't even thought about moving his family here yet. We'll eventually get to that that coach, but I know it's been a whirlwind for you. Your background, for the folks that aren't familiar, you're a UD grad, played 94 through 97 for some really good Dayton teams, had a lot of success. You got into coaching, I think, Illinois Wesleyan. Was that your first stop?
That was it. Yeah, first stop.
And then I think you had one more stop, and then it was William.
The day I graduated, I got in a car and drove to Illinois, and I was there 2 years and did my graduate assistant job, and then that finished, it was a 2-year cycle, and then I needed to find my first full-time job. I really loved the college game. I thought I would, but I wasn't sure, but that was a good experience for me. At that level, I got to really coach. A guy that had recruited me out of high school to a different school that I went to had now been named the head coach at Randolph-Macon College out in Virginia. So that's how I ended up all the way out on the East Coast. Never thought about moving out there, but I had a previous relationship with the new coach there, so he brought me down to Randolph-Macon, and I was there almost a year exactly. And something opened up at William & Mary, and I was an hour and a half down the road, and I ended up down at the College of William & Mary for what I thought would be a year or two, and you keep working on your way up, and I did that, but I worked my way up there for 18 years later. I coached every position on the defense and had all kinds of titles, and we moved on to Western Michigan. So it was great to get back to the Midwest and near my mother and brother and sister and all my extended family in Northern Indiana. I was 80 minutes away from them, so it was great for my kids to be able to hang out with their cousins on my side of the family a little more and see their grandparents a little bit more. So we were up there for 4 seasons.
And coaching literally was in your blood.
It was in my, yeah. I tell everybody I've missed 2 practices probably since I was 6 years old, because I would go to practice with my father. My dad, Jim Andrews, was a great high school football coach in Northern Indiana, and my brother has now become the head football coach back at my high school. So we've got that lineage going. So it was the only two practices I ever missed were for two of my kids to be born. So that's what I've been doing every fall since I was six.
Going back to your playing days, you know, what is the fondest memory you have of Dayton football prior to being the head coach of Dayton football?
Oh, the fondest, there's so many of them. You know, the great thing that I get to tell all the prospects that we're recruiting is, when I played here, you can count the losses on one hand. And so when you talk about that, I mean, I think winning 20 in a row, and the culmination of it was my junior year in 96 when we finished at San Diego, finished the undefeated season. Now, I don't know if I remember it very fondly because I got drilled in that game.
Not as bad as Bill Schmidt, though.
I did. Bill reached out to me when I got the job. He's one of the guys I heard from. But he did. He did get dinged up pretty good. It was just back then you called it getting your bell rung.
Yeah.
You know? Just being on the field because that was a high scoring game back and forth, and I still remember, you know. Jason Lee getting the pick six to really get our mojo back on defense really ignited us. And I just remember stepping in front of that. It was either a slant or a hitch and going down our sidelines for the touchdown. And then just afterwards on the field there, it was a pretty special moment for us.
That might still be one of the best football games I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was competitive. And KJ just kept the ball rolling on offense with all those guys. And we finally picked it up on defense in the second half.
Well, it was a great game. And you were on some great teams and you had some great teammates there. So when you start looking at your vision for Dayton football, and that's, you know, it's a cliche question I think every coach gets asked. Oh, what's your style? You know, what can we expect to see on the field? What kind of style of play is it going to be? No, seriously, what is your vision for Dayton football now?
Well, first off, you know, the guts of the thing is there. I mean, it's been a great tradition for a long time, and we're all proud of it. And there's a ton of things that little traditions that are great within our team that have been carried on over the years. So that part's there. And then, you know, I'm me. I'm going to bring my personality and my identity to the team and the coaching staff. And as far as defense goes, you know, I want to be very sound, but I want to be aggressive. You know, we want to mix up what we're doing, what our looks are. But I want the defense to be simple enough that the young men know exactly what they're doing. They can play hard, they can play smart, they can play together, and they don't have to think. They can just react that they know it so well. So we got smart guys, and sometimes when you have a bunch of smart guys as a coach, they can handle a lot mentally. And sometimes you can still get a little carried away with yourself and you don't want to overload them. You got to find the fine line as to what is enough and what's too much. So you, especially in year one, you know, cause this foot, you know, y'all think football is football, but when you bring a new staff in offensively and defensively, it's going to be all new terminology for everyone. It's like I tell everybody it's like learning a foreign language, because what this term means to them is not going to be the same thing anymore. And so you've got to really start to learn the verbiage first. So that's what we'll start with. And we'll start simple and build from there. You know, we've got guys asking for playbooks, and that's not, you give them a playbook that's this thick and they can't absorb anything. We've got to give it to them incrementally so they can learn it and learn it well inside and out, so that when we get to the fall, then we can really roll.
You know, spring ball was something that I think that came around during. I think you were one of the first teams that had spring ball.
I was,
and I can remember just what a boon that was to guys that kind of weren't really sure. And then I think like one of your teammates, Bumper McKinley, mm-hmm. a guy that went from just kind of lost, and then spring ball, it all clicked for him.
Yeah.
How important is this spring going to be for you coming up as a new staff?
Oh yeah, you know. Especially since we've been doing had to focus so much on recruiting, because basically we did a year's worth of recruiting in a month and a half. So we've been able to get that going, and now we're changing gears more towards football. So, you know, I can't imagine trying to do it without a spring. But the nice thing is we got 15 practices. and we go to a 20-hour week as opposed to an 8-hour week in the offseason. That's the time we get to spend with the players. So you get that month worth of time that you can spend 20 hours a week with them. And it's not so – the practices are great. You'll have 14 practices plus a spring scrimmage. But I think the most learning always happens in the spring because you don't practice every single day. You get a day to practice, then you get a day to recover and study what you did before and install what else you're going to do. So it slows it down. You even up the reps so the young guys can bring the young guys along. I always felt that was really important. And you brought Bump up, and young guys like that get a chance to when you're in the season, you're working your ones and twos a lot in practice. In the spring ball, you can get some of those threes and fours work. And you never know who's going to surprise you. I always tell all these young men, I always used to hate when players would say to me, a guy that's maybe a little bit down the depth chart, I'm just waiting for my opportunity, coach. I'm just waiting for my opportunity. Well, you can't wait for your opportunity. You prepare for your opportunity. So when you get it, you can make the most of it. And we stress that a lot.
All right, a big spring ahead, and then a big fall ahead, and some big things ahead for Dayton football. We're going to visit more with the new head coach of the Flyers, Trevor Andrews, as we continue. It is the Flyer Insider Show, and we're live at Frickers here on Woodman Drive.
The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 7.99% APR with autopay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 7.99% APR to 23.99% APR and include a 0.5% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Hi, it's Larry Hansgen for Integrity Water Solutions. Water's used for everything. That's why it's important for it to be the best it can be. If you're tired of scum in the shower, dry, itchy skin, filmy dishes, and replacing appliances, it's time to call the water experts at Integrity Water Solutions, your local Connecticut dealer. Treat your water with integrity. For better water, better life. Call 937-320-7460 or schedule an appointment online at integritywtr.com.
Hey, Flyer fans. Keith Waliskowski here. As a player, I helped guide UD to the NCAA tournament by focusing on the fundamentals and always remembering that this is a team sport. As a financial advisor at the Callahan Financial Management Group, we work as a team to educate our clients and provide exceptional service to give them true confidence. Call me at 937-432-9100 to hear what our team can do for you.
Investment products and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors Financial Network, LLC. Member SIPC. Callahan Financial Management Group is a separate entity from WFAFN.
Introducing Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda. Classic Cola, Cherry Cola, Citrus Soda, and Orange Soda. You hear that? It's seltzer with the pop of soda. All with zero sugar. Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda, the loudest flavors ever. Ah. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda. IRC Beers, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Larry Hansgen. Vandalia Blacktop and Seal Coating is proud to support the Dayton Flyers. And to every business owner who wants to be a champion, don't forget the first impression customers get of your business is your parking lot. Vandalia Blacktop and Seal Coating can handle all your asphalt and seal coating needs to make your lot look like new. For over 47 years, businesses have known they can trust Vandalia Blacktop and Seal Coating to get the job done right. Learn more at VandaliaBlacktop.com and go Flyers!
For 50 years, McGowan Braybender has been a proud part of the Dayton community and an excited sponsor of the UD basketball team. This season promises to be one of the best yet, and as a member of the Flyer faithful, we need you to show up as the sixth man to every single game. When it comes to basketball, the UD Flyers are second to none, and at McGowan Braybender, we're no different. If you need help with your employee benefits, we'll be here for you both now and after every victory. So buckle up, Flyer Nation. We're flying first class this season. Go McGowan Braybender, and go Flyers!
Well-qualified buyers step up to GMC with 2.9% APR and no monthly payments for 90 days on Sierra light-duty models. See your local GMC dealer today. Length of contract limited. Deferred monthly payments for 90 days. Excludes residents of Pennsylvania. Must finance with GM Financial. Down payment required at signing if applicable. Finance charges accrue from date of financing. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 1/31/23.
It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity during tax season because so much sensitive info is all together.
Before we start the annual meeting of Sean's personal info, has anyone seen Social Security number?
Not me.
Nope.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, no. He's been stolen.
LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can monitor all transactions, but you can save up to 25% off your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protection starts here.
At the American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air. We're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
WHIO Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station. From the Back to Business IT studios, take care of your business. We will take care of your IT.
The Storm Center 7 forecast, very cold through tonight with temperatures dropping into the middle teens, wind chills likely in the single digits. I'm meteorologist Austin Chaney for Dayton Severe Weather Station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to The Flyer Insider on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Call now, 457-1290. Now, back to the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin.
Hey, welcome back here to Frickers on Woodman Drive at your home of fun food, sports, and spirits. And we've got two basketball games coming up this week. Flyers at home tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Oh, why did they do these late games to me? But against Loyola, new team to the Atlantic 10, tipping off at 9 o'clock. And then the Flyers are going to be on the road at St. Bonaventure on Saturday in Olean, New York. It's not the end of the earth, but you can see it from there. But you know what? But a great college basketball atmosphere. They always have a nice crowd at the Riley Center, so it'll be a fun, entertaining game come Saturday night. But we're talking football right now. Flyer football is the new head coach of the Flyers. Trevor Andrews is with us, and after a whirlwind began back on in the first week in December, with learning that Coach Rick Chamberlain had stepped down and retired after 15 years as head coach and a lifetime here as a player and an assistant coach. And then the process was pretty quick in Trevor Andrews coming in and interviewing and being offered the position, getting his son to sign off on it, and then the rest of the family as well. Mm-hmm. And then hit the ground running, got a staff, recruiting. From the recruiting standpoint, was it not starting at square one, was it? Were you able to pick up kind of where where Rick and his staff had left off?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a mix of both. You know, they had identified some guys. They had some guys that they had been recruiting, and but the end of the day, you want to go make sure that those guys are the same guys that you want, and that you know there's different opinions, but a lot of times you want to, the way I like to do something is I like to go see a young man, look him in the eye, see what he's all about, you know. And when you have the contact period before Christmas, a lot of that happens, but a lot of that work's been done starting in April of their junior year. So you're going to see those guys in camps all summer, so you really know how they move, what they look like, and what they're all about, and what their character is like. We didn't really have that luxury until we got here into January. So they had some lists that we looked through, and we maintained our recruitment of a lot of those guys, and then we brought some other guys to the table, and we discovered a few other guys. But when you have that much, you don't have that much time to get to know them, so you got to really work at it and make, because it's got to be the right fit. You can't try to fit a square peg in a round hole here. We got them on campus, and the support was awesome from our administrative side and compliance side and our admissions department, financial aid, all those people. That's got to be catering. There's a million parts that go into to running an official visit weekend and getting guys ready to come. So it was amazing, because we had to do a lot of work in a short amount of time and count on a lot of people. So it was an impressive job by not just our coaching staff and our operations staff, but by everyone at UD.
You came back to the Midwest from William and Mary to spend time most recently at Western Michigan. So that was a return to the Midwest for you. And had you always had the connections and kind of had a little bit of a finger on the pulse of football in the Midwest through your coaching career?
Yeah, definitely. You know, my brother was here, and I have buddies that coach on different college squads around the country. So I think college football coaches is a pretty tight network, a little different than college basketball coaches. College football coaches all like each other for the most part. So so you get some really good friends, you know, so it's hard, I think. And the other thing, too, is as the social media age has come together, like the country is shrinking. And you can stay tied into what's going on here. But it was great to get back, and you coach in the MAC. You know, in those stadiums that as a kid, as a high school player getting recruited, you'd been to, and there's some new ones, but it's fun to kind of go there. My brother played in that league, so I had a good feel for that.
For someone who's listening right now, that they're either a high school athlete themselves or the parent of a high school athlete or a grandparent of a high school athlete, and every coach is different in how you kind of eyeball test and how you kind of gauge whether or not someone is going to be a good fit. And life is all about fit.
Right.
Because you're not necessarily just trying to find the best players. You're trying to find the best fit
for sure
for the University of Dayton. What are you looking at?
Well, the first thing you got to look at, I'm still one of these guys that likes to talk to the high school coach first. You know, I've got a lot of respect for what those guys do, probably because I'm the son of one and the brother of one. So I think those guys have a gauge on their team and see what, and they know their players better than anyone. So you talk to them, but the first thing you got to do is check their academics. You know, is it someone that you can recruit and someone that you want to recruit? Then you get to the football. And they've, you know, you get out in the spring and you watch guys move around. I like to watch how they interact with people and how they treat people as well, because all that goes into your decision of what they're going to do. So you got to treat people with respect. You know, I've been recruiting I was in a high school and recruiting a young man, and the lady that was the security guard at the door asked, which guys are you here to see? Well, that's the perfect opportunity to find out what they're really all about, because they know. And I mentioned the two or three kids I was there to see, and she shook her head yes for a couple, and one she went, I don't know about that one. Well, I stopped recruiting that one, because those headaches are going to follow that young man to the institution he's going to go to, and I don't like to deal with off-the-field headaches, because I'd much rather deal with on-the-field headaches.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we appreciate the fact that you've taken time out for what has been an absolute – I said whirlwind, and that's not even an adequate term for what your life has been like the last couple months, but I know you're excited. We're excited to have you back.
Absolutely.
And looking forward to great things to come.
Absolutely. You know, it has been a whirlwind, and we've been grinding, and I know my coaches, the assistant guys, they need to catch their breath and relax a little bit, because we were pushing it down to the wire. But I tell everybody this, it's been refreshing, and I feel like I say that too much, but it really has been refreshing to be back here around the type of student athletes that we have at Dayton, and seeing these guys go through similar things that I went through as a young man back in the 90s. But it's been refreshing just because of the support of everybody at UD and how they treat people and how excited they are to help our young men.
All right, big things ahead, and we welcome him back home. Trevor Andrews, the new head football coach at the University of Dayton, has been with us here tonight on the Flyer Insider Show on behalf of our engineer producers here, Parker Testa and Jimmy Sandy. Will Taylor back at our studios. I'm Larry Hanskin. Have a great week, everyone. Go Flyers.